If you're starting radiation therapy and your heart races just thinking about it, you are not alone. Anxiety before and during treatment is one of the most common things patients tell us about. The good news? There are practical ways to cope, both in the moment and throughout your entire course of care. That's what we're talking about today. How to manage those jitters and feel calmer when you're on the treatment table. Welcome to The Healing Beam, a podcast from Under the Beam. I'm Jared Hirschberger, a medical physicist who works behind the scenes in radiation oncology. My goal here is to make sure you feel informed, supported, and ready to face treatment with confidence. Anxiety doesn't mean you're weak, and it certainly doesn't mean you're unprepared. It's a perfectly normal response to a situation that involves uncertainty, a major machine, and the word radiation. It is simply your body trying to protect itself from a perceived threat. But there are powerful steps you can take to ease the nerves, both big picture strategies you can use at home and small tricks you can employ while you're lying perfectly still on the treatment table. Let's walk through them together and give you a toolbox for managing stress. Anxiety in the radiation clinic usually stems from a few very common, very human fears. Recognizing them helps you diffuse them. So, what are the common causes of anxiety? The top reasons patients feel anxious are, number one, the fear of the unknown. What will this feel like? Number two, the sight of a very large industrial machine. Ooh, this thing looks scary. Number three, the concerns about side effects developing later on. And number four, often a touch of claustrophobia or panic from the need to stay perfectly still, especially if a mask or mold is being used. What patients need to know is that they are the rule, not the exception. Almost every patient feels anxiety in some way or another. You are normal. So how do we recognize the physical manifestations? Anxiety doesn't just happen in your head. It manifests in your body. It can cause a tight chest, an urge to move, rapid, shallow breathing, or tension in your shoulders and jaw. This physical discomfort can be mistaken for the radiation itself. Important note: the true good news is that anxiety nearly always decreases significantly after the first few sessions. Once the process becomes routine and your brain realizes the machine does not hurt and is not a threat, your body's panic response starts to subside. The first day is the mental hurdle. The subsequent days are maintenance. What about the fear of claustrophobia and isolation? Many patients feel anxious because they are left alone in the treatment vault. Even though you know the therapists are watching, the feeling of physical isolation can trigger claustrophobia. This is especially true if you require a body mold or a mask for treatment. In the next segment, we'll talk about using sensory tricks to turn that room from a sterile vault into a calming, temporary space. Let's organize your coping strategies into three actionable timeframes: before, during, and long term. So before treatment, let's work on proactive preparation. This is your chance to turn nervous energy into proactive planning. You can prepare questions in advance. As we've discussed before, knowledge is the antidote to fear. Write down all your what-ifs and bring them to your nurse or oncologist. Understanding the worst-case side effect and the safety protocol will drastically reduce anticipatory anxiety. You can also use visualization and grounding. Before you even leave the house, practice a 5-minute calming routine. use a meditation app, do some light stretching, or just listen to an immersive song. Visualization is particularly powerful here. Picture yourself successfully getting into position, the machine moving around you, and you remaining calm and still. Also, know your resources. See if you can bring headphones, definitely bring water, and ask about other small comfort items. Many clinics will allow you to bring a soft blanket or a small non-metallic comfort item that doesn't interfere with positioning. How about during treatment? Here are some sensory tricks and tools you can use. These are the small, powerful tricks you can use while you are lying on the treatment table. The intercom is your lifeline. The therapists are watching, but you have a voice too. If you start to panic or need to move, use the intercom immediately. They can stop the machine in less than a second. Simply knowing you have that control mechanism can be enough to ease the fear. Focused breathing is another one, and it's fundamental. Slow, deep breathing is the fastest way to signal safety to your nervous system. Slow inhale through the nose, count to four, then hold and count to two, and then a slow, intentional exhale through the mouth. This is a count to six or seven. These deep exhales physically relax your tense muscles. You can also use auditory distraction. If the machine sounds, like the humming, clicking, or buzzing, make you anxious, ask for music. If they don't have speakers, use your headphones and focus intensely on a calming playlist, an audiobook, or even a podcast. Fill the space with something that's familiar to you. You can also practice soft focus. If you are claustrophobic, don't close your eyes tight. Instead, try to keep them open and focus your gaze on a single, non-moving spot on the ceiling or wall. This anchors you in the room and fights the feeling of floating away. Then there's long-term coping, processing the experience. For managing anxiety over the weeks of treatment, you can journal about the experience, which is vital. Write down not just the fears, but the small daily wins. The moment you stayed still, the moment the therapist made you laugh, the good news from your check-in. There's also support groups, whether they are in-person or online forums. These provide a unique connection with others who truly understand what the anxiety feels like. Isolation fuels fear, but connection fights it. Counseling or therapy should be considered if anxiety feels relentless or interferes with your daily life. Every major cancer center has social workers or psychologists available, and they are experts in this specific type of situational anxiety. Let's talk a little bit about when and how your care team can help. Like I said before, anxiety is perfectly normal, but if it starts to interfere with your sleep, your appetite, or your ability to attend your treatments, it's time to tell your care team. And you should know that they are proactively watching out for you. First, there's the therapist view. Your radiation therapists are experts in patient positioning, but they are also experts in nonverbal communication. While they watch you on the camera, they are looking for specific subtle signs of anxiety. They notice if you're holding your breath, if your shoulders are tense, or if you're fidgeting. If they see those signs, they might stop the machine and speak to you over the intercom to help relax you through a deep breath or remind you to remove that tension in your jaw. They would much rather pause the treatment than have you suffer through it. If coping strategies aren't enough, you could ask for pharmacological support. don't hesitate to ask your oncology nurse or doctor for additional support. Sometimes a short-term, low-dose anti-anxiety medication can be prescribed just for the 30 minutes before your appointment, or a sleep aid for a few nights. This is a common, effective, and completely acceptable part of managing cancer care. So reassure yourself, asking for help isn't a failure. It's a smart, pragmatic move that ensures you can get the life-saving treatment you need comfortably. It's part of the process. So let's recap. Radiation therapy can stir up a lot of emotions. But remember this, you're not alone. Your care team is there to support you. And you now have a robust toolbox to manage anxiety and ways that make this journey easier. Each day, each session gets a little more familiar and a little less scary. If you know someone who needs these specific techniques right now, consider sharing this episode with them. You'll also find more resources at underthebeam.com, including a downloadable treatment day checklist that includes spots for your personalized coping strategies. And for those who want personalized one-on-one coaching to help transform your anxiety into actionable preparation, check out my first-of-its-kind service, Phys Assist. We will walk through your plan together and build a customized strategy for staying calm so you can have the best chance at success. Thank you for listening to The Healing Beam. Until next time, remember, breathe deep, stay still, and trust your training. Under the Beam.